I'll have more to say on this in the coming days, but today I want to be clear about one thing. Christians can critique the state of Israel without being anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitism should be condemned. My loyalty as a Christian and as an American is to Christ first and to America always. When it serves the interests of the United States to cooperate with Israel and other allies, we should do so, with partnerships on security, intelligence, and technology. But when it doesn't, conservatives should feel no obligation to reflexively support any foreign government, no matter how loud the pressure becomes from the globalist class or from their mouthpieces in Washington. The Heritage Foundation didn't become the intellectual backbone of the conservative movement by canceling our own people or policing the consciences of Christians. And we won't start doing that now. We don't take direction from comments on X, though we are grateful for the robust free speech debate. We also don't take direction from members or donors, though we are inherently grateful for their support. And we're adding more every day. This is the robust debate we invite with our colleagues, our movement friends, our members, and the American public. We will always defend truth. We will always defend America. And we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation.
Term venomous coalition. A terrible choice of words, especially for our Jewish colleagues and friends who understand that, given history, to be a trope used against them. And I very sincerely, very, very sincerely, apologize to you in particular and to all of you for using that. It was not my intention to use a trope. I should have been better, so I hope you understand that, but I have to be better at being aware of those things. My closest Jewish friend in the world, Yoram Hazony, has flown to D.C. this week in part to help me with this, personally and professionally. He does not have to do that. And he may decide after we meet later today, you know, Roberts, you're not worth it. And I told him last night, I would understand.
I want to speak plainly, both as president of the Heritage Foundation and also as an American who understands the urgency of this moment. Leadership requires owning the moments where we fall short, then using them to reset, refocus, and recommit. I talked about this today, as you may have seen, during our Heritage All-Staff Town Hall. I'm so grateful for my amazing colleagues. My use of the phrase venomous coalition was a terrible choice of words. It caused justified concern, especially among friends and allies who know how seriously Heritage has fought and continues to fight against the rise of anti-Semitism. Everyone has the responsibility to speak up against the scourge of anti-Semitism, no matter the messenger. Heritage and I will do so, even when my friend Tucker Carlson needs challenging.
So that was the pathetic and humiliating display of Kevin Roberts of the Heritage Foundation, who, after initially backing and defending Tucker Carlson's decision to interview Nick Fuentes a couple of weeks back, then capitulated, apologized, groveled, and I couldn't help but be reminded of Reek from Game of Thrones. Do you remember Reek? Really dark and disturbing. And you know, if Game of Thrones is too mainstream for you, I know people love my wrestling analogies, and I have the perfect wrestling analogy for what happened here. Because back in 1994, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, came back. You know, he'd retired as a wrestler, and he was back as a manager. And the old Russian wrestler, you know, the former Soviet wrestler, Nikolai Volkov, he was actually Ukrainian, down on his luck, had come back, okay, as an old kind of washed-up wrestler. And Ted DiBiase, as the Million Dollar Man, said, well, look, I'll be your manager. You're in dire straits, Nikolai. Come and, you know, I'll be your manager. And then he made him wear scent signs on his pants. and basically humiliated him in front of everybody, making him like grovel at his feet and, you know, wear scent signs and beg for money, essentially. And that is what, that is the closest thing in pro wrestling I can think to for what Kevin Roberts had to endure here. And everybody, and I mean everybody, can see, obviously Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, was a heel. So the people who are doing this to Kevin Roberts are heels. There is no other conclusion. Before I get going on this story, I'll remind everybody, pick up Applied Elite Theory in all good bookstores now. And, of course, at the Academic Agency, many great ones. Foundations of Politics would be a good one. Foundations of Economics, of course. Trivia, many other great courses. But let's get back to the lecture at hand. What is all of this about? Well, if you saw yesterday's video on Shapiro, Greenblatt and Mark Levin, currently the forces of organized Zionism in America are doing everything they can possible to cancel Tucker Carlson and the faction that he leads, which includes now young up-and-comer, hot babyface Nick Fuentes, who has been featured in the New York Times, looking like James Dean, and now by Rolling Stone magazine as well. So, you know, it's to say that he's a mainstream figure now is an understatement. And Candace Owens, who is, as far as I can see, the most popular YouTube personality currently, period. So these people are all speaking out against Israel all the time. They're extremely popular. At the same time, Ben Shapiro's numbers are going down. In the past 30 days, he lost 20,000 subscribers. Okay, so in terms of organic support, in terms of actual numbers, the huge majority of people are on the side of Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and Candace Owens. Okay, but by raw numbers, it's obvious. Nobody wants to watch Little Benny anymore. And that is a problem for Team Evil. That's a problem for Jonathan Greenblatt. That's a problem for Mark Levin. And that's a problem for the Heritage Foundation, or its donors at the very least. So when Kevin Roberts came and made this statement backing the good old-fashioned American value of free speech and independent inquiry, he was sent a list of demands, and I've actually got them written down here. Demand number one, remove the video. Demand number two, apologize. Demand number three, condemn anti-Semitism. Demand number four, host and organize a conference about the problem of the quote-unquote groypers. Number five, hire a Generation Z whisperer. Okay, so a Zoomer whisperer, ladies and gentlemen. Hire some young twink that can speak to the youth. And number six, host and organise, and I'm not even, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not, a Shabbat dinner. Chutzpah is not the word. Why do they feel entitled, these people, to make these demands of the Heritage Foundation? Why do they feel entitled to dictate the terms of what the American right can and cannot say? And why is Kevin Roberts such an abject cuckold and coward that he actually backed down to all of this? Whoever told you that you could work with men? What the hell is wrong with you, Kevin Roberts? It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. And I almost call this video something like, you know, Conservative Inc. implodes, like the Dr. Steve Daly type of... But what is... This is an implosion. How does anybody think that these sorts of actions are going to rescue the situation? Let's just pretend you're a Zionist, right? All of this sort of stuff is just going to confirm exactly what Tucker Carlson's saying, exactly what Fuentes is saying, exactly what Candace Owens has been saying. It's not going to have the effect of making National Review irrelevant, by the way, but National Review and Heritage and so on, popular and down with the kids. And it's not also not going to rehabilitate them in the eyes of the voting public. It's going to, all it's doing is, quote unquote, red pilling people as to the extent of the bullying and the coercion and the control. This is control freakery at a micro level that is unacceptable to any person who values freedom and independent inquiry. If anything runs counter to quote unquote American values, the American values of liberal democracy, it's this shit right here. It's this treatment of Kevin Roberts and the acquiescence to those demands. Because young people in America are looking around and they're asking, where is my country? They're looking around and saying, what happened to our institutions? They're looking around and they're saying, how come I don't have representation for me and mine in politics? Why is it always these other people who get all the perks? Why is the system geared against me? That's why Nick Fuentes has got over 1 million followers. That is why Tucker Carlson is curb stomping in this current discussion. And in that moment, when people are asking those questions, you come out and you behave like this. I'm telling you now, as I said it yesterday, if America doesn't fix this problem, if America allows this to fly and these people get their way again and it goes unchecked and Shapiro and Levin and Greenblatt and all these clowns win this against Tucker and Conservative Inc. remains in place, deserve to lose. America first, quote unquote, deserves to lose if it loses to this. I actually don't think it's going to lose. I think the problem is too big. The genie is out of the bottle. These people, Tucker and so on, are too popular. And they're brave. And, I hope, possibly even backed by powerful forces. Everybody says, oh yeah, you're falling for something here. Actually, Tucker's CIA. Look, go back and watch next video. The fact is, I actually hope that he is. I hope this is the CIA bringing down these arseholes. In this, I back the CIA. If it is. Let's hope. Let's pray to God that it is the CIA. Because this is unacceptable. Okay? For any nation to have a group of people dictating what can and cannot be said. Trying to get in there and define your politics when they stood against it is unacceptable. It is unacceptable and it must be brought down and defeated. It doesn't matter if they've got 40,000 lawyers, 27 billionaires backing them. They can be defeated. All that needs to happen is everybody support Tucker, everybody support the forces around Tucker, everybody support that faction and let these other people know you don't stand with them. It doesn't matter how many $7,000 you sling in it. It doesn't matter how many cancellations you do. It doesn't matter how many conferences and Gen Z whisperers you put on or how much censorship you do on TikTok. You are going to lose. That's what has to happen for the good of America, for the future of America, for your future, for my future. That's what needs to happen right now. This is the hill. If you can't see it, you're the problem. All right. I'll be coming back to this because there's a lot of people who can't see it. Tomorrow's video is all about those people who cannot see it. And we'll be talking about them as well. All right. Till next time, pick up a course, etc. I'll see you then. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.